Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
We're gonna listen to them, but look, real nigga shit. Yeah. R&S, all right, cool.
What's good, King?
What it do?
Ain't shit coolin', man. See me, man. I got a little vibe with me, nothing crazy. Yeah. You know Valentine's Day coming up and all that. She act right, she might get a Birkin or something, but you know what I'm saying? It's still early on, just met her.
I see.
What you fucking with for Valentine's? You got a little joint or a little situation or you coolin'?
Of course not.
And why you say it like that?
Man, I'm chilling, bro. I'm cooling, bro. I'm gonna enjoy my day just like any other day.
So what you would tell somebody that's like you, a single nigga, no Valentine's Day, you can't just be by yourself. Depression hits during times like that.
It depends on how you view Valentine's Day. If it means something to you, well, you should go find something. If it's not a meaningful day to you, then have a good day, whatever you like to do.
So Valentine's Day is a scam, is what you're saying. Like, it's not a real holiday.
It's not really a meaningful day to me. So it's not something that I think about at all.
What if the woman you're dealing with loves Valentine's, it's something for her? Like, so you just saying because it don't mean shit to you, she don't, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna go spoil your queen?
Spoil you if I had a queen, I'd spoil her on the 12th. I gotta spoil her again on the 14th.
So real niggas celebrate Valentine's Day every day is what you're saying? That's not how that shit go. You know.
I'm just saying though, so I'm just giving you a scenario.
But you know that day she's waiting for the special shit to happen, so why would, you know what I'm saying?
Why is she waiting for some special shit to happen when it's been happening?
You a selfish nigga, that's your problem. She gotta watch her best friends get Birkins, Chanels, all type of shit. And she gotta sit there in the crib depressed cause of that?
I just gotta watch her get shit on a regular Tuesday.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
So if you could give advice to anybody, like a regular nigga who don't got millions like yourself, who can't spoil her on a Tuesday, and Valentine's Day is approaching, and you know, he don't got the most money, he can't do the most. Like, what advice would you give him? You know what I'm saying?
I would tell him to focus on himself.
Yo, what's wrong with you?
Go find different experience, man. Go have a good time. Get in a couple flings here and there. You don't have to have no solid girlfriend just because you want to celebrate Valentine's Day. Find out who you are first, and then when it's that time, you got many more Valentine's Day, bro.
You just a different breed. That's how you feel. But I got a more important question for you, right? Do you feel like a woman has to go through a whole phase to become a great girlfriend or a wife?
I wouldn't call it a whole phase. Like I just said, everybody should figure out who they are. And sometimes you may need to find that in a relationship. You might need to find that in an extracurricular activity. What type of people you like to be around? What type of energy you want to put out into the world? You might have to find that in certain people. You might have to go from one relationship to the next. You might have to sit down for 2 years in a relationship and figure out that ain't what you want.
Right.
You know, find out your rhythm and everybody different. So you know?
Yeah, nah, you sound real open-minded, so I'm gonna see how open-minded you really are. If you vibing out with a chick and she a vibe, but you know she fucked one of your homies, like, could you still wife her? Like, are you that mature?
Yo, if we vibing out and I'm liking vibe, in an ideal situation, somebody passed, you try not to hold that shit against them. Whatever she did in the past, you gotta try to look past that shit.
And now I got one last question for you. If you could tell your 21-year-old self something about love or relationships, what would you go back and tell yourself?
I would tell myself, don't pay attention to these people talking about this fairy tale love. Only go chase the truth.
Right. Love. And then one more question. It got nothing to do with nothing. CB or Usher on Versus? Who are you taking?
Well, you can't put me on a spot like that.
Nah, you got to keep it a buck. CB or Usher?
You know, Usher, I was a young boy when Usher was doing his thing. When CB, you know, when I got to high school, college, CB was that guy. I mean, I'm going to just be biased. I'm going to go CB.
Right. Love, my brother. I appreciate you for taking the time out. It's my first episode. Respectfully, Justin. Toxic Valentine's Day on Revolt TV.
Love, my dude.
My brother, I appreciate you. My fault, man. I just had to call my brother and find out what we're doing Valentine's Day. Take a shot if you love yourself.
Love. What you got in there,
double or triple? A triple. What the fuck is you talking about? We're going to start off this show by taking a shot. Before we get into anything, we got my brother CB.
Take a shot.
We got Hoodie. We got Jess. Yeah. We got beautiful ladies everywhere. Let's take a shot. Let's
take
start
a shot.
A shot.
Love yourself. What we doing?
Take a shot if you love yourself. Hey, yo, love. Hey, yo, my brother. Love. Hoodie. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know we on tonight, that De Leon. All right, listen, man. We about to play a game called Heads Up. That's the Respectfully Justin way, though. I'm going to hold up some questions. If you don't answer, you take too long to answer, we just gonna have to take a shot. You know what I'm saying? But let's get right into it. We're gonna get right into it. We ain't gonna play around with it. We're gonna address the elephant in the room. CB, the ladies wanna know, are you single?
I'm single with a girlfriend.
What? Hold on! What does that consist of, though? So Valentine's Day's coming up. So, like, you could have 2, 3, 4. Like, is there rules to that type of shit?
God is
hey, I'm gonna take my shot.
Let me take my shot. I'll
take the shot.
Bring a shot.
I'm about to get shot. Thank you. I'm about to get saucy real quick.
All right, man. Since it's Toxic Valentine's Day, right? We all here. I feel like all of us is toxic, but we good people at the same time. Amen. What's the wildest excuse any of y'all ever came up with to get out of a Valentine's Day gift? Like, you ain't want to get a gift. You know what I'm saying? She might have not fit that mold. What you said, Jess? Oh, ladies, y'all want to start? Jess, you toxic. You one of them young toxic niggas. No. What's the wildest excuse you came out of?
It's no excuse.
No excuse. Silence? That's what niggas be doing? You just gonna ghost, huh? You out of there?
Straight up. Airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Ladies, what about y'all?
I mean, you start an argument the day before, so you break up with him, so the day.
Or like on February. Wow.
The day before is different.
Toxic as shit. Right. So since you single with a girlfriend, do you get your girlfriend in your side chick a Valentine's Day gift?
I get everybody gifts, man. Yeah. Get the whole world.
Gifts work.
Oh, okay.
Gifts work.
Gifts work.
You get a gift.
You get a gift. You doing the Oprah? You pulling the Oprah, Justin?
Oh,
your
joints
get
gifts?
Yeah, gifts work, sure.
All right, cool. We're going to get into the love and relationship segment of this shit. CB, I'm going to start with you. What was the worst zodiac sign you ever dated? I mean, like, you would never fuck with this sign again, though.
And I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm a Taurus, so it's, like, a lot to deal with me. You feel me? Like, so they have to put up with my shit.
Right.
Like, you feel me? So I ain't really run into no bad signs that I couldn't, like,
that you can't fuck with ever again? Okay. Yeah. I can respect that. Jess, what about you?
I'm not going to lie. I don't fuck with Taurus women. They're different.
They are crazy. Bro.
Like, oh, that comes man. To make me ask, right? Like, if you meet somebody, she looking good, she on top of her game, and then while you fucking with her, she falls off. is it okay for you to leave that person because they fell off, or do you have to remain loyal?
Nah, you're a piece of shit if you just leave her because she... That mean you ain't did what you did if she dusty while she with you.
Yeah, oh, that's a fact,
okay,
yo.
Okay, you know? Okay.
Better keep your joint up to par.
I can respect that. Take a shot for that.
Keeping your lady up to par.
Take some shots,
man. Give me some water shots.
Love.
I'm leaving her. I ain't taking this shot.
You leaving?
I'm gone.
Hey, yo, listen, he don't agree with that.
I'm gone.
You out? Well, if she fall off, you're gone. You a bad person then.
Nah, because I'm doing me. You supposed to be motivated to do you, because if something happens, you're going to be talking about independent, all this other stuff. Yeah. You fall off while you with me. If you fall off while you with me, I made a bad decision in your life. I'm going to go ahead and leave you. Let you find yourself, and y'all can live yourself.
No, you got to respect that, though. Respect. There's no right or wrong answer, ladies. What
you
about y'all?
The Heisman out here like, eh.
Right. Hey, yo, but listen, if you meet a nigga who was up when you met him, and he go broke, are you out of it? Because you didn't sign up for those terms and conditions.
No,
you like, didn't sign up for that. He was
up. It depends on how he went broke, though. Like, if he went broke doing dumb shit, but of course you're like, nah. But if he went broke because shit happened,
What's up, Miracle?
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
What you feel? Yeah, how she feel? If you met a nigga while he up and he fall off, are you sticking? Because you didn't sign up for that. Like, it was all good vibes. Shit was beautiful. You're not about
that to. That happened one time before.
And you single
you
right
stay
now.
Stay with him or you left.
I left, not right.
Hold on, give her a shot. Give her a fucking shot. It wasn't no bounce back. He fucked the pack up.
And then
the last question of this topic is, ladies, how many times is a man allowed to cheat on you before you leave him? Let's say he's taking care of all. Listen, whoa. Listen, he's paying all the bills. He's that nigga. He might be a nigga like CB or Just or Hoodie. He's paying all your bills. How many times he get?
None. Because I can
pay
my own bills.
Why
am I gonna stay with someone that's cheating?
Y'all be lying about being able to. He loves you. He's a good nigga. He slipped up with
that. I mean, we gonna start demanding more shit. Like, no. We gonna act
them,
and then we gonna be like,
no, man. Pay to play? Oh my god. That's different.
That's crazy.
Where am I?
We can't do a shot for shot like Instagram. Pay to play.
I'm gonna keep it real, right? I feel like if a woman stick around after you cheat, cause she's cheating too. If she stick around, cause
she adapted to the situation.
If a woman stick around after you cheating, it's cause she cheating too. So she already won up on you.
No.
You don't think so?
Nah.
But how you know she loyal and you the nigga cheating?
Because you can't automatically assume that cause you being a piece of shit. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, I'm cheating, so I know you cheating. Nah. Some of them just put up with it.
But
when they do it, you gonna feel it you gonna feel it
a little different.
A lot of women would rather cry with a cheater than smile with the world's best man. Cause like,
yeah,
if you take care of home, she's gonna let you do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Regardless, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta just have your shit in order.
Have
your shit right.
You gotta be calm. Broke niggas can't cheat.
That's different.
We're going to get this a love relationship part two. If your last ex just got out of a 3-year relationship, what's the first text you send her to test the waters? Like, she's somebody you might have, you dropped the ball on some shit, you ain't do what you were supposed to do. And you want to test the water.
I hope everything is well. God bless.
Take a shot. Take a fucking shot. That's the most toxic shit. Hope all is well.
I hope all is well. Happy Thanksgiving. How you doing, Sneak?
Hey, what's up, Sneak? Hey, yo, CB. We're going to address the elephant in the room. We're going to bring it to the other side. We went from right to left. Right? Mm-hmm. If your last ex just got out of a 3-year relationship, what's the first text you sent her to test the waters? Keep it 100.
No text.
Oh! Yeah! Take a shot!
You're not going to... I feel like you would send a text saying, you know you missed this.
Nah. I'd be like, I'm gonna see her in traffic.
Mm-hmm. So you're going down on her, though, in traffic?
Nah, because then you're going to just look thirsty.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
At the game
time. I know, for me, like, I'd rather just watch you, bro, go do your thing.
Yeah.
You come back over here, all right, hey, what's up? But if not, like, all right, babe.
So you're not spinning the block on no old joints?
Nah, well, shit.
Shit! Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
I'm spinning the block on anything I love.
Let's talk about it, kid.
Anything I love. Gangsta,
yeah. You got to.
If I love you, I'm coming back. Shit me. Shit me.
Shit me, shit hands. Fuck you, you niggas. Are you stupid?
I'm texting you. I'm texting.
What you gonna text? What you gonna text?
I'm gonna say, you good little mama, I heard about you and little daddy situation. I'm here for you.
I heard the
Toxic is definitely funny.
Yeah.
Hey, but what's worse though, as fellas though, Josh, me and you been in this shit, me, Hoodie, see, I don't know what CB, he be in a different shit. But like, he a good God-fearing man. We might not bring this question to him, but like, what's worse, smashing your chick's enemy or smashing her friend? A bitch who don't fuck with her. Or her friend.
Oh. Friend. You fuck the friend.
The friend is beast.
The friend is like, y'all been sitting here this whole time.
The friend don't care about her no more.
So then we gonna switch it to the fellas though. Is it worse if a chick fuck your friend or a nigga who's your op? A nigga who wants you dead or a nigga who is just around?
I might as well just fuck the op because I can't hate him no more than I already hate him.
Yeah. What about your friend? Fuck your friend over the other.
No, I'm fucking either way.
Right. Yo, if she knows, and if you don't,
is you gonna pay for more?
I would definitely be more mad if she fuck one of my homies.
Yeah, that shit burns different. I ain't looking for friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If it's my partners, then nah. Yeah.
You low-key damn
it. That shit hurt.
Hey, yo, lady, so I got one more question
for
y'all.
Hold on, man. Let me ask.
Now, let me get this off, and then you go.
Look.
Let me get this off.
You're right.
We're going to listen to them, but look, real nigga shit.
Yeah.
RNS, all right, cool. Do niggas turn down pussy?
No.
Not Hoodie.
No.
Yes. Oh, no. Hell no.
No.
I'm collecting all my pussy.
One mic.
Men be fucking the ugliest, so I know y'all don't be turning down no pussy. No pussy.
Right. I feel like she's talking to you directly.
Hold up. Y'all use the excuse. I can hide her under the pillow.
Nah.
It depends.
Men think differently. All
right, hold on. Go ahead. I fuck with your perspective.
I feel like, niggas not turning down.
Exactly.
Right. Niggas not turning down.
No, but listen.
It's turning down.
Listen.
Listen, it's certain box you're going to turn down.
Yeah, on God.
But if it meet a certain standard, then you're going to catch it.
Yeah.
Just honestly speaking.
I'll be like,
What if she got a good personality?
What if my good?
Yeah, but you still be
one
like,
mic.
She ugly, but she got a good personality.
One mic, come on, y'all. Hey, so look, so what you say?
No, I ain't turned down no pussy.
Right. I'm the only dork in this motherfucker.
You turned it down?
I hope you do.
I turned
down. All
right. Yeah.
Turned down. Hey, really?
All pussy ain't good pussy.
No.
Oh,
no.
It depends on city and time.
All right, respectfully, here we go. We're going to ask this crazy one. And I want to hear from the girls. I want to hear personally from the girls on this one. This is the last little jump. Does raw sex equal a relationship?
No.
Nah, protect the box.
Protect the pussy.
Protect the pussy.
Exclusive. If I'm right, you my nigga. That's
the deal. See? See, you got it's two different perspectives, though.
I'm from with it. If I let you raw dog, you mine.
Okay, cool. Hold on. All right, look, hold on. Hold on, look. So do y'all raw dog y'all side nigga?
Hell no!
Yeah, lying! You lying!
Yeah,
lying.
Yeah, lying.
No.
Respectfully.
Hey, yo, man, thank you to my special guest tonight, CB. Take a shot. Please, somebody bring my brother a shot! Bring my brother a shot! Bring my brother a shot! Shout out to my brother, Hoodie Baby!
My brother for life.
We got Just Combs, and we got the beautiful woman here that set the vibes. And, this is just episode 1. Toxic Valentine's Day!
Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.